brought him to the first meeting, the reactions, development meetings for our new television remote control. As far as our very successful entry into the consumer market over the last year or so, which we want to build on, taking advantage of the latest developments in technology and the latest feelings in consumer design and demand. And we want to make this the very best product that's possible for everybody, one that everybody wants, at a good price for the consumer and at a good price for the company. And to that end, we need all to work together to do that. In no particular order, just everybody is just as vital to this project. I'll just go around the table. Andrew, marketing. Kendra, with the designing the user interface, and Kate with the industrial design. What's the project is here to do is to get this project up and moving. Everybody is free to say whatever they want. Everybody has a contribution to make. Everybody feel free to interrupt me at any time to say what you want to say. In terms of the immediate meeting, everybody knows everybody else that he's worked with the company for a while. If anybody feels that they need to say more about themselves, please do. If anybody wants to briefly give their background so that everybody's quite clear what everybody everybody's experience is, please do so. In fact, I'd welcome anybody to say something briefly about themselves. In fact, we will do that by going around the table quickly and saying what contribution you're looking to make. So we'll start with Andrew.
My name's Andrew, I'm a market research person for this meeting and this project, creating this neural control. And I'll be presenting information and statistics on what people want to get from this new design, what people want to be like from a fashion point of view and a practical point of view.
I'm Kendra, and I'm a user interface designer, and I haven't had a whole lot of experience in this kind of thing before, but I'll be working on the design.
Well, this means you haven't got any preconceived ideas.
So. Right. Yep, I'm just open to being creative.
Yep.
I'm Katie, I'm the industrial designer, and I'll just be, I guess, presenting about the interworkings of our little remote control, and
Okay, very, very quickly, I don't want to make this meeting too structured, because the whole idea is that it's a think tank. Everybody says what they want to say, and they don't want to be constrained by convention or slides on screens or anything else. Briefly, this is what we want to do. The remote control needs to be original. There has to be something about it that other remote controls don't have, so that as soon as people see it, they think, yes, that's different. I want one. And that goes along with being trendy, the I want it scenario. User friendly, as we all know, remote controls can be very user unfriendly. So we want to make it as one that people can pick up and think, oh yes, it's obvious how that works. And then we also want to look at the price and think, oh yeah, that's something that I may not need another remote control, but it's such a nice one, I'm going to have one. And last but not least, or indeed first of all, it must make the company money. And we make the company money by producing what the consumer wants. The further work to be done is the functional design, what it must actually do, the conceptual design, how we actually present that to the consumer, and the detailed design is how we get that into production. Now the main design tool that we have available to us at the moment is the whiteboard, and let's just very quickly do what it says in the comp slide here. I suggest to avoid everybody untangling themselves from the wires, that we don't do that. So that everybody knows what whiteboard is, so we'll do a virtual drawing on the whiteboard of your own favourite animal. But let's go around the table. Your favourite animal?
Badger.
Why?
It's got nice contrast. I feel they're in an underdog kind of status.
My wife's my beard looks like a badger's arse. Kendra?
Probably a duck. I like the way they look, and they're just nice animals, and I like how they can fly or swim or walk around or whatever.
It's horses. No particular reason why.
Oh, so that's not your favourite animal, to be quite honest. I think Homo sapiens, because of their overall ability to
make mobile phones and keep your remotes. Keep your remotes.
Indeed, absolutely, yes. That's okay, and we need to keep in mind here that we want to sell this for €25. We want to make an overall profit for the company of €50 million, so we're looking at selling a lot of these across the entire planet, and working at a gross profit of 50%. It needs to cost €12.50 to make. So we're not only looking at a very friendly original product, we're looking at making it at a very good price. Okay. Would anybody like to start by giving their sort of quick views of current remote controls?
Well, I think I find a lot of them really complicated to use with all the different buttons, and it's handiest when you have one that works both the DVD player or whatever and the TV as well. But that it's easy to see if you can switch back and forth instead of having to press a bunch of different buttons. And so I think it's best when they're clearly labeled and you can see which buttons you're supposed to use.
Any thoughts about the buttons or any other way of approaching the problem? Or anybody else? Strong feelings about remote controls, either bad ones they've used or good ones they've used, or ones that they've lost and never found again.
I think it's important that you should be able to, when you press the buttons, it'll actually pick up the signals from kind of anywhere, and you shouldn't have to like contort yourself and twist your remote control to get it to TV to actually pick up the signal.
I think a lot of the time remotes that come with TV players and TVs and TV players, like they aren't like an area that's built out into the very boring, very plain. I think it's very like making a stylish control would be a very like easily put us one step ahead of the
kind of what particular style features are you thinking about?
Something that looks doesn't look like more control. Something that looks like something that makes you think, oh, what's this, like this pen doesn't really look like a pen, but maybe it's a pen. So,
I mean,
sorry, that's the thing.
No, I mean, do you think there's a risk if it doesn't look like remote control, that people won't see it as remote control?
I suppose that's up to the marketing team to make people aware of the product.
Any other thoughts about the physical appearance of the remote controls?
I think something that's comfortable to hold, because sometimes you get the remote controls that are just those big rectangular things, and if they're kind of awkward to hold on to, so something that's more comfortable that fits in a person's hand better.
I mean, the thing that immediately comes to mind is computer mouses, which you get all sorts of shapes in the shops and together, and some quite fancy ones. Some from personal experience, which look nice but aren't particularly comfortable. Any thoughts about buttons or flat screens or?
Well, the problem I say, the kind of classic remote is a piece of plastic with big rubber buttons sticking out of it, which you press. Whereas if you want a mouse pad, it could be all be flat, and the buttons are very kind of all set up that instead of being raised out of the device, you push into the device, you see, like a mouse pad.
Yes. I mean, the only thing is if you're watching television in a darkened room,
that's right.
You need to be able to
easily
find the buttons easily.
Well, maybe they could be concave instead of sticking up, to have them be kind of down so you can feel them.
That's something I don't think I've ever seen. One with concave buttons, that's certainly different. Do we need it to? I can't think of any remote controls that I know of that actually light up at all. Do we want
Like a mobile phone?
to? Okay, so Andrew, do you have any thoughts about how we might market something which there are already millions out there and that we want to take over the entire planet with?
Especially try to sell about 2 million of them. Oh, sorry, 4 million. I think the market is not as not well, it's IKEA market's the point of view. We've got parallel market schemes where you've got one where it appeals to people that want to have the new device that looks cool, it's fashionable, and you just it's like a it's one rather than a want rather than kind of a need relationship as well. But that might concern actually what the device is for, and nature. Some people might not like respond to having a device that just looks nice, if they want it. So make it practical at the same time. I think it's going to appeal to people that want a device that can enhance their living room, but also a device that is practically sound. So I don't know how to decide which angle I'm going to go to, or both.
Okay, yeah. Well, I think any facets that we identify, we train for all of. Okay, well, the first thoughts on the industrial design side.
Well, I think it's remote controls are kind of a unique object, because it's you depend on them so much, but you don't it's you sort of just assume they're always going to work. You don't think of them as a comp like a computer can break down, and you're kind of like, oh well, fair enough. There's all these complex things going on. It's gonna something's gonna get messed up eventually. They just need to be very, very dependable, because people sort of take them for granted. And then if your remote control breaks, it's God forbid you actually get up and manually change the channel. It needs to be very effective, very always dependable. I don't think we should make it too small, because I think it needs to. I mean, it can't be too big, like you're saying, big and huge and awkward. But But also, if you make it too small, kind of like, you know, how mobile phones are getting smaller and smaller, it's just going to end up on our couch cushion somewhere. And, yeah. But, so, yeah, it's dependable and of a sort of good medium range size.
Okay. And colors, materials?
I think most of the remote controls now are either just black or gray, so maybe we should go with something different or be able to. I was just thinking of what they're doing with mobile phones now, how you can get the different, what do they call it, like the faceplates that you change, so we could have maybe, I don't know if it would be feasible to do something with that, where you can change the faceplates or have kind of a variety so people can get different things. Kind of look how they want to, different colors, things like that.
Right.
Probably just plastic because that's always the lightest.
Yeah. Okay, that's again, I don't think that's ever been done before. It's the sort of thing that would get people thinking, yes, that's something that I haven't got to that might need. So. And really thoughts about how we might market interchangeable fronts on the remote control.
Would we be able to market together by getting control in Serpel or with, like, you buy it with several, like, you get the faceplates with when you buy it, or it's a separate thing? I'm maybe thinking that it's, considering the nature of the device, maybe a second thing, like a second campaign to market new facials for your 2-year-old might go a bit astray. It's the kind of thing where you generally get one and then forget about it. Unless we're trying to.
Well, you could come up with like novelty ones, like they've done with the mobile phones. You can get like different, you know, scenes from different movies and stuff on the remote control. And sort of stagger the release of them and get people like, oh, I want that cover on it now, and they'll keep them spending money.
Right. Okay, I think we've got a good idea now. The meeting is needs to be wrapped up fairly quickly. So we've got 30 minutes to start looking at the design in more detail. And we'll reconvene in 30 minutes and try to get some of these ideas more formalised. That's very interesting.